Mayday! Mayday! Hey, it's International Workers' Day. Mike McEntee with you here. This marks the day in 1886 when more than 300,000 people walked off their jobs, and thanks to them and the unions, we had the 8-hour day, the 40-hour work week, and weekends. Let's all be thankful for that. Happy May Day. Only 3 weeks left in the legislative session. Governor Mark Dayton has one more to-do item he's adding to the list. We'll get into that a little bit later on the program. But first, the special election for Minnesota's U.S. Senate seat just got a little bit more contested yesterday when former Bush ethics lawyer and frequent Trump critic Richard Painter announced that he was running as a Democrat because the Republican Party has abdicated its values. Richard Painter joins us now to talk about why he's running. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you on. On our Facebook page, we've had people asking a lot about what they'd like to ask you. I'll get to those questions in just a moment. But first, for those of you who didn't catch your announcement yesterday, tell us what's motivating you to get into this race as a Democrat, especially when you've been identified for Republican for so long.
Well, the Republican Party is a complete disaster right now. I've disagreed with the direction the Republican Party has been going for a long time, but I wanted to hold on and try to persuade Republicans to get back to the values the party had espoused with respect to prudence and spending and sound management of government, keeping government out of people's personal lives, and campaign finance reform. That was originally a cause of Teddy Roosevelt, and even Barry Goldwater supported keeping corporate money out of politics, and John McCain. Environmental protection. Teddy Roosevelt was a great advocate of conservation, and Richard Nixon founded the Environmental Protection Agency. And we've just seen an issue after issue. The Republican Party has strayed from its roots over the past several decades. But the situation with Donald Trump is intolerable. He wants to run this country as an autocrat. He's made that very clear with his contempt for freedom of the press, contempt for freedom of religion, contempt for the judiciary, and now his obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. This is too much, and I think we're going to see millions of people around the country voting Democratic in the fall, and that's going to include a lot of people right here in Minnesota. And so we ought to have a contested primary in the Democratic Farmer Labor Party for the Senate seat. Mm-hmm. That was vacated through the resignation of Al Franken, and I've decided to enter that race.
All right. It sounds like when you enter a race, you're usually running against another opponent, but everything you've talked about so far has been about Donald Trump. Are you running against Tina Smith, or are you running against Donald Trump here?
Well, you're always going to have opponents, one or more opponents in a primary. That's mm-hmm. the way primaries are supposed to be, and that doesn't mean that you need to tear down the opponent describe the opponent in the worst possible terms, and I'm not going to do that. I don't think that's the point of a primary. The point of the primary is to choose the best contender to go forth into the general election. The Republicans will almost certainly choose Karen Housley, state senator, to run for this seat, and the difficulty I have with Senator Housley is that she is backing President Trump 100% on just about everything he wants to do. So while I have differences with Senator Smith, and I will speak about those, my strongest differences are with President Trump, the administration, and those in Congress who are the collaborators, both in the United States House and the Senate, and that includes several members of the Minnesota delegation to the United States House of Representatives, who go along with what's happening to our country, and it's intolerable.
Now, yesterday you stated your positions on a number of issues. Let me just tick them off for people who missed it. You're pro-choice on abortion. You support reasonable gun regulations. You wish we had single-payer health care. You're against copper nickel mining in northern Minnesota because of the threat it poses to the environment. Did he get all those right, and are there other issues we should be talking about?
Well, let's start with the health care. We could all wish for single-payer health care. I certainly think if I had to design the whole system over again, single-payer would be the most efficient, would certainly save a lot of money for small businesses that are really getting hurt. A lot of people get squeezed out of business because they can't afford to pay for health insurance for their employees. So our current system is a mess. It's very, very expensive. Single payer would be a lot more efficient. But getting from here to there is a practical question. We need to make our first priority having 100% of Americans insured. And that may mean insurance through a variety of different payers, including Medicare, and we may want to expand Medicare for everybody who cannot find other insurance. Eventually, I think we're going to end up with single payer because that's the most efficient system, and it would let the employers focus on compensating employees with wages and use another mechanism for paying for insurance. But we need to get from here to there, and we need to have the most practical way of doing it. And the number one priority is making sure every single American has health insurance, regardless of who the payer is.
Now, as you might understand, some people are skeptical about you being a Democrat after being a Republican for so long. But yesterday you did talk about how you differed from your employer, President George W. Bush, on a number of issues such as campaign finance reform, bank regulation. You didn't join the Bush administration until after the Iraq invasion, but you opposed it because it was done on faulty intelligence. One of our listeners wanted to know if you opposed torture during your years in the White House and if you voiced that opinion to President Bush.
Well, I've given speeches on this. I was never asked about it. But when I took the job, I made very clear my views on the positions that had already been publicly disclosed. They'd been taken by the Justice Department on the torture memos that were prepared by Justice Department lawyers justifying acts of torture, waterboarding, and other acts of torture. And I made very clear my strong opposition to that. It was also not within my job description, so they were willing to hire me anyway. And it was understood I was not, as the ethics lawyer, I focused on financial conflicts of interest inside the White House. I was not able to get into those issues. And a lot of those issues required security clearance, plus their being willing to ask me those questions. And they were not willing to ask me those questions. They knew what the answer was. But I will emphasize that a lot of people in the Bush administration strongly opposed what the Justice Department was doing there. Unfortunately, too many higher-ups in the White House did not, and the Justice Department recommendations, when they were implemented by the CIA and the Department of Defense, were really quite tragic for our country and our reputation around the world.
We're speaking with Richard Painter. He's running as a Democrat for the U.S. Senate seat here in Minnesota. Jeremy posted on our Facebook page, he says, where does Richard Painter disagree with Tina Smith on policy? Does he still prefer old-school GOP policies? What's your response to that?
Well, it's difficult to use these labels. What is old-school GOP policy? We talk about the old-school GOP policy of Teddy Roosevelt of environmental conservation. I don't think that's a part of the issue. It shouldn't be. We should be committed to preserving our natural resources. I say even President Nixon supported that. The GOP recently has moved away over the past several decades from environmental protection. And that's critically important that we be committed to protect the environment. Where I disagree with Senator Smith is over copper nickel mining. I think that's very risky. And in particular, the Polymet mine that's being proposed, that's going to be owned by a foreign multinational corporation called Glencore that really controls an awful lot of what goes on in Polymet. And Glencore, in turn, has behind it billionaires. Nat Rothschild is a London billionaire who's in the mining business, had some disasters over in Indonesia with coal mining, environmental disasters, and then hired, brought in a man named Tony Hayward, who came out of British Petroleum, is responsible for the Deepwater Horizon fiasco. And then he was brought in as the chairman of Glencore, this company that stands behind Polymet. And then they've got some Russian oligarchs thrown in there as well. I've been putting out tweets on it. I'm very unhappy with the character of the men. They're all men, of course, behind this operation, Glencore. The environmental groups that have the expertise on the environmental impact have a lot more to say about what could happen if copper nickel mining goes wrong and what's very likely to happen to our waterways and the watershed feeding into Duluth and into Lake Superior. I'm very worried about that. Unfortunately, Senator Smith and Senator Klobuchar, I believe, although Senator Smith took the lead in trying to get through Congress a land swap where the company would get some federal land where they want to do this mining in return for company land. And they're doing that to avoid the environmental regulations that apply to federal land. That land swap should never go through, should not have been endorsed by either of our senators, and should not be supported by the Dayton administration. You know, we can throw around all the labels we want about whether something's old school GOP or old school Democrat or new or whatever, but we got to focus on the fundamental issues and environmental conservation. Protection of our natural resources should be a bipartisan issue, and that is an area where I do feel that the leadership of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party in Minnesota has fallen short, and we need to focus on that. Not that the Republicans are doing any better. They're even worse.
Now, a lot of our listeners are concerned that they just want to see a Democrat win this seat. And Paul asks here, why do you think you're more likely to win the election than Tina Smith?
Well, I think Minnesotans want somebody who's going to stand firm against President Trump. And they're certainly going to prefer any Democrat in that seat to having Karen Housley, who has made it very clear she's just going to go along with whatever President Trump wants. I have been very assertive about President Trump's abuse of power, his disrespect for the First Amendment, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, his foreign government payments. I've sued President Trump. I've assisted the Attorney General of the state of Maryland in another suit that survived the motion to dismiss. I've engaged with the issues here dealing with the Trump administration. I think I have a lot to offer here, and I think I can beat Karen Housley quite handily. I think Senator Smith can make her own case as to what she could do to beat Karen Housley, but it's going to be critically important to stand for fundamental principles of democracy, of prudence in government, and focus on the issues, including environmental conservation and pork barrel spending. I did oppose what the Dayton administration did, and Tina Smith as well, with the Viking Stadium. I mean, I think that we need to get government back to spending money on schools, on family assistance, health care, roads, bridges, fundamental services for the public, and not be getting into deals with billionaire sports team owners and these so-called public-private partnerships where the private sector guys usually end up making off with all the cash. So there's some differences there between myself and Senator Smith, but I will say that much stronger differences between myself and just about anyone they could run on the Republican ticket, because they will not tolerate anyone on the Republican ticket who doesn't 100% support Donald Trump.
Now, I know you have to run. Just one last quick question. Yesterday, listening to you, I got the feeling that you're running not only because you wanted to, but you thought that doing so would make Tina Smith maybe a better candidate because you wanted to debate her. Have you heard anything back from the Smith campaign about debates?
No, I have not heard anything back from Senator Smith's campaign. I believe I'll win this primary, but a primary is a good thing. And we need to get away from this idea that we have endorsements at the party convention and then everyone's supposed to abide by the endorsement, which means the voters don't get a say in the primary, which is conveniently put in the middle of August when some people are on vacation. We ought to focus on the primary. That's where the main decision is made, by the voters, by the people. And having a debate, series of debates, with Senator Smith, talking through the issues, handling a primary in a dignified manner, not this nonsense where people spend a lot of money running attack ads, but debating real issues. Put the debate up on YouTube or somewhere where people can watch the debate, then choose a candidate in the primary. If we go through that process, there's going to be a much stronger candidate with much stronger public support behind that candidate. Whoever wins, I believe I'll win, but whoever wins will be much stronger. So the notion that this primary is somehow going to hurt the Democratic Farmer Labor Party is ridiculous. It's going to make things better. It's going to make things more democratic. And that's what our system is supposed to be all about, as opposed to what's going on over in the GOP side. They've made it very clear, if you're not 100% loyal to Donald Trump, you're not running for federal office anywhere in the United States. Two United States senators have been basically pushed out, Senator Corker, Senator Flake, because they wouldn't support the president. That's autocracy. And we've got to oppose that. And we're going to have a primary. It's going to be conducted in a dignified, democratic fashion. And there'll be a candidate. I believe I'll win, but whoever the candidate is, that candidate's going to go on to the United States Senate.
All right. We've been speaking with Richard Painter. He's a candidate under the Democratic banner here in Minnesota for the U.S. Senate seat. Mr. Painter, thank you so much for joining us. And if there is a debate, theuptake.org would be happy to put it up on the Internet. We do that type of stuff.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
All right. And folks, I just want to tell you that we've also invited Senator Tina Smith to be on the show, and we are trying to set up a date and time for that. If you have any thoughts on the conversation we just had with Richard Painter, the phone lines are open, 952-946-6205. We'll take your phone calls here after the break. It's the Mike McEntee Show on AM 950. Like sometimes this life ain't worth seeing.